instrument that brings an end to the age of information, precisely because when it's used in the best way, as I see it, it is the instrument that can help us block out information we do not need and focus on information we do need. Now, at the moment, that isn't much discussed because everyone is talking about how the computer gives us access to the world of information. Well, I mean, there is a sense in which it does, but maybe its best use will be that it limits our access to information for the information that we actually need. Does this make any sense to you? Good. Yes. I'm glad I made, yes.
I was just curious, you emphasized that you weren't pronouncing judgment on technology per se, but it would seem that one would almost have to be blind with one's ears not to sense the negative sense you had towards it. But how do we then use your critique to look at things like medical technologies and the technologies which provide production of food and distribution of food, which seemingly have been quite high in our advantage?
Well, okay, first to what you, the first thing you said, in what spirit did you say that? No, it was a good spirit. You are right that I tend to put a negative cast on modern technology. But let me assure you that I regard it as stupid, plain and simple, to be anti-technology. That would be like being anti-food. I mean, we need technology as we need food to live. But if we eat too much food, or food that is toxic, or food that has no nutritional value, we turn a medium of survival into something else. It's opposite. Now, the reason I tend to emphasize, as you cleverly discern, the negative is that I come from a place where there is such unabated enthusiasm for the potential of technology that I think it is necessary for there to be some sort of dialectic, someone to say, well, I know.